Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 23rd. In the news this morning, overnight ebuy prices were May corn down 4.5 cents, 646. May wheat down 2.75 cents, 707.5. And May beans down 3.25 cents at 1530. Beans rallied as much as 8 cents off their lows. Wheat about 6-7 cents. Corn about 8 cents off the lows, so it wasn't as bad as it could be out here. We did see export sales this morning, 336 new crop corn to unknown, 136 new crop corn to Guatemala, and 132 new crop beans to China. China apparently bought 500,000 metric tons of French wheat as well. Brazil remains dry out here. The monsoon season ends in the next 2 weeks. So they really need to see these rains in the next 2 weeks. And it really doesn't look like they're there for the time being. Question is, has the market factored in enough of this to the prices here? Remains to be seen. Funds are record long in the corn. I've got them long, 464,000 contracts. As we mentioned last night, the CME is going to increase price limits. So not only have they increased position limits by the funds, but now they're increasing price limits. They're going to 40 cents in corn, 45 in wheat, and a dollar in beans. That means corn in a two-day limit up situation or limit down situation could move a dollar a bushel in 2 days. Beans could move $2.50 a bushel in 2 days. So the volatility, in my opinion, is going to be extreme this summer, one way or the other, and I think people better be prepared for that. The Russians have pulled back some of their troops from the Ukrainian border. That's a little bit bearish for wheat. People were thinking that there may be a disruption in wheat shipments out of Ukraine and Russia. So this may back it off a little bit. But we still have some major concerns about China and Taiwan out here. The weather across the country still looks, you know, dry in the Dakotas, but it looks like they're going to get some rains. The temperatures are warming up dramatically. And I think there's going to be an awful lot of corn planted in the next week and a half. Is that going to be enough to assuade fears of poor germination? I don't know. Is it enough to know exactly how bad the wheat is out there after all this frost? Nobody really knows, and I don't think we will for, you know, quite some time. But we've had, you know, an incredible run-up. We've got $7 wheat, $6.50 corn, $15 beans. Certainly not prices you want to turn your nose up at. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.